This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. For the third year in a row, the McCall Winter Carnival will host a dog sled race, but this isn't just any race. Organized by those involved with the Iditarod, the Idaho Dog Sled Challenge is 300 miles. And with more than 44,000 feet of elevation change, many mushers call this a 500-mile race. It's just packed into 300 miles. Joining us today in studio is race judge Stan Smith and veterinarian Don Sessions. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So, Stan, you will be judging the race, but you're also a racer, or we should say a musher is what they call folks who do this. Can you tell us a little bit more about the sport itself?
So it's really interesting to me to, I'm from Alaska, 36 years up there. And
so it's kind of to do it.
More recently, yeah. And so once you, if you've ever had a dog team, it's just absolutely becomes part of you. And a way for me to give back, just like Don and the vets, is by volunteering and helping out with this race. And so we have, you know, we have a tremendous amount of knowledge because we've done all the rookie mistakes. We've made all those mistakes and we've done, you know, so many races. So we act as coach, and then occasionally we have to be the doggy policeman. So.
Oh, well, there you go. Somebody needs to sometimes, right? So what does a typical race look like? And you know, kind of like how long does it take?
So during Iditarod, those top teams can run between 100 and 150 miles in a day. And I'll let Don talk a little bit about their diet and the calorie and to maintain weight. But these sled dogs, once you start running a team, you are just so impressed. They are not foofy from the couch. These dogs, if they run 5 hours and then rest 5 hours, their ears are up, and they are ready to go.
They sound like my youngest kid.
Yeah, right.
So maybe I should start doing that with him. Don, let's talk about the dogs themselves, because
they're a machine.
I was
going
to say,
speed,
right?
Endurance machine. So a lot of people think that Siberian Huskies or Malamutes run. These are different. These are Alaskan sled dogs. They're a combination of Husky, Malamute, German Shepherd, German Short Hair. So a lot of them have actually not fluffy hair. They have to eat about 10,000 calories a day to travel 100 miles a day. So if you think about it, your dog cannot eat enough kibble to get 10,000
calories. Right, there's no way.
So they feed raw food.
Okay.
And you'll see raw salmon, you'll see chicken, beef, lamb, even some horse meat up at the Iditarod. I don't think we'd probably see that here. And it's key that when you train a sled dog and then you go on the race, you do not change the protein source because that can contribute to diarrhea. These dogs are machines.
So when you are racing, do you as the musher have to carry all of these supplies with you as the race is going on, Stan?
So part of the mandatory gear is an emergency supply, a pound of dog food for each dog that remains in the sled. However, you've trained in order for those dogs to maintain weight, you need to snack between checkpoints. Mm. And so those are high energy, like she said, beef, a high fat content beef.
Even chunks of fat, they'll just give
it. So when you're racing, because I think, you know, most people, if you go and you're a spectator, you see the beginning of the race and you see end of the race.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when you talk about these checkpoints, is this when like the musher would come in with the dog sled team? And then do they kind of have like a team of people that come out what does this look like when you're out there?
So the unique thing about the Triple Crown, all three of these races, these teams come into a checkpoint that you can drive to and you can witness firsthand. You can watch these teams come in and take care of their dog. Just Iditarod is so remote that very few people other than the villagers get to see these things firsthand. So by all means, we'd encourage anyone, if you can, look at the website, IdahoSledDogChallenge.com. Look at that website and pick out a checkpoint, and it will give you some approximate times, best time to
And then you could kind of really just,
yeah,
I mean, that would be really
amazing.
Have
to take care of their own dogs. They cannot have any assistance. Once they start the race, they have to take care of their dogs themselves. So we as veterinarians cannot give special treatment to one dog over another dog. For example, if we want to look at feet for feet lesions, we can't take off one dog's booties and then not do it for everyone else. So they have to feed and care for all of their dogs themselves.
Go ahead, Stan.
And that's part of the race judging, is that we monitor that carefully, so no outside assistance. These mushers need to demonstrate they have the ability to run the Yukon Quest or Iditarod by unassisted.
You've actually competed in the Iditarod.
That's correct.
How does this race in McCall compare?
Well, this is what they call a mid-distance race, but
just 300 miles.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what we call mid-distance. However, because of the elevation, this is probably the most difficult maybe the most difficult of these mid-distance races.
4,000 feet up and down.
So, Don, what's that like for the dogs?
Well, I think that when you have that much elevation, we're probably going to see more shoulder injuries, maybe wrist injuries. But the top five things we see are fatigue, diarrhea, shoulder sprains, wrist sprains, and then sometimes there'll be foot pad lesions.
Can you pull a dog out of a race?
If I consult with the race judge, most of the mushers are real amenable. We're a team. We're not adversarial. So most of the mushers will recognize and actually pull to our attention, hey, he's not doing well. Can you take care of him? And then if I examine and find a list of some things that they cannot continue racing, they're usually really amenable to dropping the
dog. Do you have to race with the exact same team of dogs for the entire race? Because, like, let's say one dog, you know, doesn't feel well, gets sick, you have to pull them.
So this is a dog
strategy.
It's a dog race. And there used to be a saying in the old days, we used to say, you win the race by the dogs that you've dropped, not by the dogs that you're carrying in the sled. So the top mushers recognize this dog is weakening. I'm going to leave him under the vet's care.
And they love their dogs. This is not just a vehicle to win a race. These are animals that sometimes come into their homes with them.
How long is it? We know it's 300 miles, but from start to finish, like, how long will it take an average musher to do this race?
So it starts about 11 a.m. on Wednesday, and it will end Saturday
morning
throughout
probably.
The top team will probably Saturday morning throughout the afternoon.
So next Wednesday and then Saturday morning to afternoon. And don't they come right into McCall, right? That's where it ends?
Or Little Ski Hill Lodge.
Ski Hill on the way to New Meadows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
And how many mushers we'll see in this race?
There's 10 in the 300, 10 mushers in the 100, and we have one junior musher. She's going to run.
Really?
She's running. She's 15 years old from CUNA, and she's running from the start, Little Ski Hill, to what they call the Y checkpoint, 37 miles.
That's going to be great for her.
Good for her.
Yeah.
How do you get, I mean, you said you're from Alaska, but if you don't grow up around Iditarod, I mean, what brings people to the sport?
So I don't think people realize that Idaho has this tremendous background. In 1908, they had the All-Alaska Sweepstakes. The barber in Ashton, Idaho thought, we could do that. We've got guys running mail, running freight. So he opened the American Dog Derby in 1917, and it's the longest running dog race in the lower four. I think in the world.
Things you'll learn every day on this show, right?
Yeah.
I think a lot of the time, too, that these folks get mentored up.
Yeah.
I think they show an interest. They get to Alaska or Minnesota or wherever, and then they get mentored up by experienced mushers.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. We've been talking with veterinarian Don Sessions and race judge Stan Smith. They are both part of the Idaho Dog Sled Challenge. It will be in McCall, which will start January 29th during the McCall Winter Carnival. Thanks for the conversation today.
Thanks for having us.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. So appreciate you taking time out of your day. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.